History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Hope your Saturday's starting off well. It's March the 7th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. We're here every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. talking all things real estate related. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts at any point. 612-294-6949. 612-294-6949. Scott, good morning to you, bud. Always great to see you.
Yeah, good good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Got a little snow on the ground in the middle of March, which is good, but we're on the home stretch. It's going to get warmer, obviously. It's always warm in studio. We do this every Saturday and have for 20 plus years. Minnesota Real Estate Show. We'd love your comments and feedback during the show at 612-294-6949, either by text or by phone call. And like we always do, we're at the beginning of the show. We're going to go and get into some market updates on both mortgages and real estate.
Yeah, again, any point. Yeah, interrupt us with those calls or texts. We always love hearing from you here. And let's dive into the numbers first, real estate-wise, just to take a look at new listings in the Twin Cities. So new listings, new homes for sale were down 2.5%. Year over year, there were 1,117 new listings that came on the market. Pending sales or accepted purchase agreements were down year over year. There were 736 accepted purchase agreements. And then the inventory of homes for sale is just up slightly, Scott. It is 7,866. So we're seeing inventory grow a little bit, but still very historically low.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I thought was interesting this week's numbers is the average or the time on markets, I think, 64 days, which is up, I think, 3-5% or something from last year. And you can feel it out there. It's a little different. It's still very aggressive. You know, anything in kind of the meat and potatoes price range, call it 400 to 650 is going in multiple offers, going very quickly. But if you are aggressive on price or for example, townhomes, upper bracket townhomes, things over 400 on townhomes, those are actually slowing down. So we are seeing little areas of the market that are actually a little bit less aggressive as they were in the last 2 years.
So last night, Scott, I wanted to give a shout out. There were a number of great people in the Twin Cities market that won all kinds of different awards. That was that big, it's called the Real Producers event. And on our team, Jalen and Sally were both up for a great award. They are kind of the glue, doing a lot of the day-to-day stuff with the team, helping agents. They were there, Scott. They're both sweethearts. Jalen Mackey, Sally Gill.
Yes. They're the wing nut that holds everything together. That's what I always say. They're excellent. You were actually up for I don't know what the award is for being the sweetest realtor in the country award or something that they're coming out with today. What's that award?
Let's deflect though. Hold on. I want to get through. So we've got Jalen and Sally. Michelle Moen was nominated for the Rising Star Award. Heidi Husef.
Nice.
Also was nominated for award. Jamie Novak on the team was. And who else? David Meyer. David Meyer was as well. And so kind of a fun night. A fun night. A lot of great awards. Eric Mulmberg was nominated for Broker of the Year.
Oh, did he win?
He did not win. He did not win, but a lot of good stuff. So it was a fun night. A lot of great. It's kind of an annual event. All of our friends from the different companies are there. A fun night. We got to get you out there, dude.
Yeah, you know how I love awards banquets. I love going to. No, but you are. You're up for a big award where they're actually telling it today, correct? Or was that yesterday?
No, everything
was all yesterday.
Yep, okay. Everything was yesterday. It's a one-time event. Actually, Chad Jeske, and her name is Tara. They run this Real Producers, and it's just a really well well-run event, a lot of fun. Scott, Chad does a great job, just a really nice job. He was actually an agent on the Minnesota real estate team.
Yep,
I met him through Jay Lynn, and you know your friend.
Chad and I.
Tell your history.
Yeah, Chad and I have been friends for forever. Yeah, back to, I think I met Chad when he was maybe 18 years old, so I didn't know he did that event.
Back from the Cutco days. Good timing.
Yeah, both these guys were Cutco knife salesmen back in the day.
We sold knives together.
Well, Adam was not just a salesman, Ryan. This guy, okay, Ryan, have you ever seen or purchased any Cutco?
Well, yes. There was a member of my family who was a Cutco salesman, and we still use the knives
to
this
day.
Oh, yes.
Wait, who was the family member?
It was like my brother Aaron when he was in high school. He did it for, you know, like a year or so.
So you are in presence here today of the individual, I think, in the state of Minnesota who has sold more Cutco cutlery than like anyone in the history of humanity. He's very modest about it, but Mr. Adam Hartung, prior to his 30 years now in the financial planning industry, was literally the wizard of Cutco sales.
Yeah, and you just made me very old.
Because how long have you owned and run Midwest Money Management?
Yeah, 27 years.
20?
You're right. It was 30 years
but
ago.
But Adam, no joke, Ryan, this guy, we'd go to conferences and people would come up to me and be like, oh my God, you know Adam Hartung?
The legend, the Cutco legend.
Yes. I mean, we'd go to events, and Cutco, it is. I took a dabble. I took a stab at it. I was actually in Adam's office.
Yes.
My dear brother Tim applied for the job got me the job.
That was the craziest thing ever, that your brother applied for the job for you.
Tim came into the, where was it, Mankato? You were in Mankato. Yeah. And he got me the job, Scott, and I got a summer job.
Well, you know, it's funny. So Adam and I became friends, colleagues, whatever you want to call it, because I helped him buy a house. And I wanted him to sell real estate. This is going back 25 years. I wanted him to sell real estate so bad. But of course, he had a successful business in the finance area. But yeah, I could tell he's a natural salesperson because he's not a salesperson.
Did you actually, though, just so I get the facts right, is that correct? Do you think more Cutco than anyone in the state of Minnesota?
At the time, that certainly was true. I don't know. It was 30 years ago, Ryan. I have no idea. I broke five company records. That was through not just Minnesota, but the whole company internationally. So
yeah. Yeah,
that's
really cool.
That's crazy.
Really cool stuff. Hey, we promise we'll talk real estate here today. Before the break, interest rates this past week ticked up just a little bit, slightly. They're still right around 6%. They dipped into the fives over the last few weeks, but they just went up a little bit to the sixes. We'll talk more about that. Again, we've got Adam Hartung, who I'll be formally introducing here after the break. But this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Interrupt us at any point, especially if you have purchased and owned Cutco cutlery. Interrupt us. 612-294-6949. Again, 612-294-6949. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your weekend's going well. We're talking Cutco cutlery today amidst lots of other things. Hey, there's a nice listing. Michelle Moen, who was up for a great award last night, has one in Maplewood, Scott, 3020 Cary Hearts Drive in Maplewood. This one is listed for $749.9. New on the market. It's over 4,000 square feet. Six bed, four bath, two-story home. Abundance of light. It's a two-story. It's got a two-story stone fireplace. Home has a brand new furnace in 2025, new roof in 2023, new air conditioning, new hot water heater. Michelle said, relax around the fire pit as you take in the beautiful skyscape. Looking at the photos, you'll have to pull this up online. Just a really lot of curb appeal on this one. 749.9, 3020 Cary Heights Drive in Maplewood. New listing, only 8 days on the market on that one with Michelle Moen, Scott. Be sure to check that out. Nice crib.
Yeah, that is. It's a great area. I've got one. I can't give the address out yet because we have not listed it, but I will give you a heads up. If you are a buyer in Prior Lake or the Savage area or Prior Lake, I'm going to have a listing coming up in the next couple weeks that is going to be in that probably 900 price range. one of the best lots, Ryan, I've in all the years I've done, one of the best lots, pool at the back of the house, probably an acre of open backyard before you get to the trees that enclose it, the perfect lot, and I will be listing that coming up. So you can reach out to me if you're in that price range, and I can give you a little bit more details, but it's going to be a cool house.
Yeah, I had you can text us or call us, 612-294-6949. This texter just said, hi, what do you see happening with the increasing costs of HOAs for condos and townhomes? Will the HOAs continue to increase? That is a big factor, obviously, with when you're reselling or when you're buying a condo, townhome. How is the HOA managed? How are the fees comparatively versus other HOAs? What are the restrictions with the HOAs? We've talked a lot about insurance costs. But the short answer is yes, costs are increasing. We're seeing that, Scott.
Yep.
And it's affecting buyers and probably more importantly, sellers.
Yeah, it is. Well, and it's one of those things where the reason people would go to townhomes, two reasons. Either it's a lifestyle choice and they want to go there, or they were going to townhomes because it was an affordable option before single family homes. Well, because you're looking at associations of 440, 600, 800, you know, all of a sudden it doesn't become that great of value to buy a townhome any longer because the HOA is eating up all your buying potential. So a lot of people are flipping to single family. And I think that's why townhomes are, if there was anything in the market that is just a little bit soft, it's definitely townhomes.
Yeah. Again, if you are involved with your HOA or you're looking at becoming a board member or that type of thing, I think trying to stay kind of fiscally responsible is maybe what I would encourage, you know, from a real estate perspective. Because that number, as Scott just said, can so drastically impact buyers and sellers. And again, you want to have amenities, but if you're going way overboard, it can really kill you. Hey, we had another text said, how important is the home school district to the sale of a property, specifically Plymouth Wayzata Schools?
Huge.
Talk about it, Scott.
Huge. Probably the and again, a lot of people out there say, well, my kids are grown. I don't really care. Well, you might not care about what school district you're in, but the buyers of your house when you sell it do. And so, yes, that's a great example. There is a big difference between Wayzata Schools and Plymouth Schools. And so you might be in a Plymouth address, but you still might be Wayzata School District. And that's going to give you an advantage. Another area that always sticks out to me is Robbinsdale and Minneapolis, where if you're in Robbinsdale, not to kill Robbinsdale, but it hurts you a little bit more depending on where you were at with in Minneapolis for some of the other schools.
Yeah, you see a lot of buyers that will, obviously it's a big important issue to them, asking about school district, school ratings. A lot of the different websites now will have school ratings. So it's a very important and significant thing. I did want to formally invite on Adam Hartung here so he can join our discussion. Adam Hartung is a certified financial planner, professional, and accredited investment fiduciary. He's the president and founder of Midwest Money Management, located at 17316 Kenyon Avenue in Lakeville, Minnesota. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors, Inc. Midwest Money Management and JW Cole Financial and JW Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. And lastly, Adam Hartung is the king of Cutco sales. Should I add that to your...
We should put that right in my disclosure?
At the bottom of his disclosure.
I'm sure compliance would love that. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No Adam. Problem. Hey, so Adam Hartung, again, 30 years doing this business. I went to your event that you do a once a year state of the market, financial, interest rates, stock markets, everything. It's so well done. You probably had 300-400 people there. Great turnout. Congratulations on that event.
Thanks, Ryan. It is a fun event. And actually, I think the most fun thing that we do about the event, we call it Forecast Past and Present, because we talk about what the experts predicted last year at that time in January, and then what actually happened at the beginning of the event, And really, mostly the takeaway from the event, and again, I've been doing this for so many years now, but is that nobody knows.
Yes.
Like, the smartest guys in the world don't know what's going to happen. So, and then at the end, of course, we share what are the experts predicting for this year, but the whole thing is a little tongue-in-cheek because you know that they don't know. And I tell everybody, look at, you know, if the success of your financial plan depends on my or anyone else's ability to predict the future, you're in big trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's really the reality.
It is interesting, though, because, again, it's a very, I think it's a super thoughtful approach. You know, I clearly don't know the business like you do, but I think one thing that has made you very successful is you help people really all backgrounds, all financial levels, all situations. And I think that sort of human approach has really helped you, Adam. I would think in your industry, you know, it's probably like real estate sales. If you sell a $10 million house, you make a lot of money, and versus helping the $50,000 home buyer. But again, your approach is really inspiring, and I think you can see that with everyone that's attending your event.
I appreciate that. It is, you know, for years, you know, I've had different business coaches and things over time, one of the things that was always pushed in the industry was having account minimums, you know, don't work with smaller clients. And, you know, our team and I'll be honest, we've talked about it at times because we do get busy and there are capacity issues. But every time we just come back to that, that's not who we are.
Yeah, no.
We really do just want to help people. So not that I don't love having big clients and helping bigger clients, but we really do just love helping everybody if we can.
Well, and you know, we're the same way in real estate. You know, I'll have every once in a while, we'll call it out on the show every once in a while. In fact, I'll do it now. Guys, we keep the lights on in our families by the $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 homes. So you're never wasting our time. Oh, Scott, I didn't want to call you because I thought you just did upper bracket. Of course not. Everybody makes their living on that. And there is something to it. I get a call from an agent a few years ago that wanted to get into selling upper bracket property. And my advice to him was, I said, well, you need to get old like me because you start working with a client when they buy a townhome and then they buy a single family home. Then that single family home gets bigger and then eventually it gets bigger. That's the normal progression.
It was a new agent, Adam, who, and again, understandably, he really wanted his niche to be, say, look, I want to do upper bracket. You know, I love those big, expensive homes. And Scott,
so he called and he's like,
in his Scottism.
He goes, I really think that's going to be my niche, Scott. And I said, what's your niche? Well, I think I'm really set for selling upper bracket properties. What should I do? And I said, it's great. I said, how old are you? He's 25. I said, you get older, then your clients get older, they have more money, and then they buy more expensive houses. There you go. There's your niche.
Scott was very thoughtful. Scott was real thoughtful in his approach. He took time. He sat down with them. Isn't that nice?
That sounds like everything Scott has ever done in his life. Yes.
So what's funny is what you just said is certainly true in my business. Like, you know, our clients were, now they're older, they have more money.
That's
so
right.
Even the clients that I've had for 25 years just naturally are larger clients,
yes,
clearly, than they were. But what's interesting now is we're having the opposite because now I'm taking on almost all their children as clients. So we've got both ends of the spectrum happening at the same time. But again, it's great.
It's interesting you brought that up because I just had my, and you're gonna have this year a little bit younger than I am, but I just had my third multi. So I sold the grandfather. Then I sold the grandfather's son, Tim, and then I sold Tim's daughter, Ashley. So three generations have now bought a house, grandfather, son, and daughter.
I can't tell you. I couldn't count on both hands anymore how many three-generation,
yes,
families we,
crazy,
have at our firm.
612-294-6949 is how you can reach us by phone or text. We've got a question that says, gents, could you opine on the pros and cons of updating particular items when selling a home versus offering cash at closing? Thoughts on that, updating versus cash at closing?
Yeah, I'm a big updater. Well, let's preface it on reasonable updates that you're going to get the biggest return on. People have no vision. So if you have rotten carpet throughout your house, the idea of what the buyer is going to have in their brain to replace that carpet and the reality of what the cost is to replace that carpet, you're better off replacing the carpet. Light fixtures, same way. Painting, same way. So, you know, if you get a bigger bang for your buck, but people don't have any vision. So that's why staging works. because you walk into a house and you go, oh, this house is a drag. And then you walk into the next house, which is the exact same floor plan that has been spectacularly staged, and you fall in love with it.
612-294-6949 is how you can join us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. After the break, we're going to dive deep with Adam Hartung, MidwestMoneyManagement.com. Again, if you go to MNRealEstateShow.com, you can see all of our great partners. Adam and his team at Midwest Money Management have been with us for years. Wonderful folks. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We've got a couple listings to feature. Jennifer Ritzman has one in Minnetonka, 337 Willoughby Way, for $649,900. This is a luxury townhome, great Minnetonka location, three bed, three bath, over 2,600 finished square feet. It's a complete high-end remodel, including the kitchen, primary, secondary, upper baths, a sliding glass door, deck, flooring, paint. The bathrooms are all on one level, same floor laundry. She's doing an open house today, Saturday, 11 to 1. Again, that's 337 Willoughby Way in Minnetonka for $649,900. Great-looking townhome. That's, again, Jennifer Ritzman with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Tonya Romer has got a great one, Scott, in Chanhassen. This is a 330 feet of lakeshore, flat lakeshore, $2.298 million. It is a peninsula property, a rare peninsula property located in Chanhassen. It's on Lake Riley, which is a fully recreational 300-plus acre lake. Four bed, four bath, over 4,200 square feet. It was newly remodeled in 2024 by Boyer Building Corp. And it's a re-landscaped lakeshore in 2025. Beautiful panoramic views from every window in the house. 9235 Lake Riley Boulevard, Scott, for $2.298. That's a cool property.
That is. Well, and it is lakeshore that drives the value. So flat lakeshore, 150 feet. That is prime time.
330.
I'm sorry, 330 feet. That is prime time.
Yeah, 330. Hey, Adam Hartung, Midwest Money Management. You did have a great event going on. What do you have for folks today? What's cooking with you guys?
Well, we are coming up on tax season. And so obviously a lot of negative things about tax season. But I do want to remind folks out there that you do still have until April 15th to fund a few things. So you can fund a traditional IRA, which if you're eligible, it's tax deductible on your 2025 tax return still. You can also fund a Roth IRA, which does not impact your tax return in 2025. So even if you've already filed your 2025 tax return, you could still make a Roth IRA contribution for 2025 up until April 15th. Again, you know, that's money that then grows completely tax-free as long as you hold it until age 59 and a half. And then the last thing that I want to really hit on, I'm determined to save somebody money right now, is HSAs, health savings accounts. And we don't even do health savings accounts. So this is not a plug for anything that my firm could even help you with, but I just don't like that people waste money on taxes. If more and more people have a high deductible health insurance plan through their work, which makes them eligible to fund an HSA. And you do not have to do this through your work, by the way. Some people think that if their employer offers an HSA that they have to do it through them. You don't have to. The first thing you need to know, though, is that you have an HSA-eligible healthcare plan. So if you're not sure, you may need to check on that. But if you do and you've not already funded an HSA, if you have any out-of-pocket expenses, medical expenses, you are literally throwing money away. So let me give you the example. Let's assume that last year in 2025, you had $2,000 of medical expenses that came out of your pocket because you have a high deductible insurance plan now. And your plan is eligible to do an HSA, but you haven't done it. You have until April 15th to go to a bank, open up an HSA. You could put the $2,000 into the HSA, immediately the next day request a reimbursement to reimburse you for the $2,000 of out-of-pocket medical expenses that you already incurred. So now there's no money out-of-pocket. You put it in the account, you take it back out. You now get to take that $2,000 deduction on your tax return, and that $2,000 is now pre-tax money. You just saved several hundred dollars, up to $1,000, depending on your situation.
So when you say go to the bank, you have to tell the bank what type of account you're setting up?
Yes. You need to find that there are several places you could call us if you needed help. HSABank.com is one. Royal Alliance Credit Union is where I have mine. A lot of banks have HSA accounts. So it's a specific type of account that you set up. And then you tell them you want to make a $2,000 contribution for 2025. Again, there is a limit. So on a single plan for 2025, if you have single health plan coverage, $4,300 for the year is the maximum. If you've got a family plan, the maximum is $8,550. So,
yeah.
You know, Adam, one thing that I think about it, and it's obviously in the news right now, it's becoming more and more, I guess, an irritation of how the tax law is set. How come, you know, extremely wealthy people are able to get better tax shelters and not pay as many taxes, and whether that's correct. The one thing that is correct is it is complicated. It's like, you know, when the Trump thing came out, he doesn't pay any income tax. My immediate thought was, I can't believe he would pay any federal income tax because he owns so much real estate to depreciate. But that is a complicated system. Wouldn't it be easier for everybody involved if you just went to something like hard costs are written off the top, meaning staff, you know, whatever, office, just hard costs off the top, and then everybody gets taxed at 10% or 12% or whatever it is.
There's people in my office right now, I'm sure, listening to this laughing because you're about to touch on a subject that makes my head explode.
Okay.
I mean, like, literally. I get so angry at the tax code, probably more angry than anything else. I'm not a guy that gets angry very often, but
like,
we're talking about taxes. Look, ask somebody, what's the purpose of the tax code? Well, the obvious answer should be to raise revenue to fund the government.
Correct.
Okay, if that's the case, if the purpose of the tax code is to raise revenue, then why is the tax code over 75,000 pages long? Why does it take a 75,000 page to raise revenue for the government? It doesn't.
No.
The purpose of the tax code is to punish certain people. It's to reward other people. It's to push behaviors, and it's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is. Because, obviously, if you sit down with your accountant and your accountant says, "Oh no, you can pay $50,000 less in taxes if you do this, this, and this." Well, nobody's going to be like, "Oh no, I want to pay my fair taxes, so no, I charge the 50." So you're going to take the loophole. But I always just think it shouldn't be there. It should just be easy, maybe tiered on if you make up to 150, if you make up to 250, if you, whatever. Where you've got a percentage, it's just easy, and then you can get rid of the IRS.
Yeah, but you're definitely preaching to the choir on my end. So here's the practical takeaway. A couple things. One, it is not true that wealthy people don't pay anything.
No.
Again, yes, there are loopholes, and yes, there are things that people take advantage of. But the reality is, people who make a lot of money pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah.
So if you come into our firm thinking that we've got strategies to make you not pay taxes, that's just not true. But what I will say is that there are things that you can do that are smarter than other things. And so, you know, our job and one of the things that we do for our clients is to look for those obvious ways that we can save you money in taxes.
Yep.
And that is one of the primary things that we do for our clients.
I better keep the show on the rails here, right? Hey, we did have a question that says, what percentage of your home sales do not hit the open market because of communication between realtors? Great show, Jerry. Thanks for listening, Jerry. I would say it is not a very high percentage.
I was going to say less than 5%.
Yeah, maybe 5%. So sometimes there are situations where sellers, if they decide they don't want to go in the open market, or perhaps they're contacted by a neighbor, family member, friend, they ask the agent or broker to help facilitate the transaction. It's just not as common. However, I would say a very good agent and a broker will have a list of those properties. So every company has an internal list of those properties that just throughout the company you can market to. That's just kind of the rules, how it's set up. So if you're working with a good buyer's agent, he or she will get access to that. So if they're at a firm that lists a lot of real estate, that will help you as a buyer.
Yeah, I mean, I just had one I sold yesterday, which was an off market where I had a buyer, excuse me, I had a buyer that absolutely fit where this listing was going to be. So in that case, I called the seller and said, you know, hey, would you mind if this guy ran through? I think he'll want to buy it. And he ran through and he and he bought it. But those are they're few and far in between.
Yeah, answering, it says, I have a 30-year fixed at 7%. What do you think of financing to an ARM mortgage, Adam? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it depends on your circumstances. If you're at 7% now, interest rates are low enough now at 6% that if you're going to stay in the property for long enough, it might make sense to just refinance to another 30-year fixed. The ARM really is going to work out in your benefit, I think, if you're not going to be in the home for longer than the period of the ARM. Yes, it's possible that interest rates are still going to come down from here, but I don't think they're going to come down enough meaningfully that it's worth saying, hey, I'm going to roll the dice to try and take a lower interest rate for the next, 5-7 years, however long the ARM is, and hope that I can refinance to even lower rates 5 years from now. I just don't think that's the right play personally. So, but if you said, hey, there's no chance I'm going to be in this house 5 years from now, then yeah, I would look at an ARM instead of a traditional 30-year fixed.
Well, and the ARMs just aren't as attractive as they used to be. 10 years ago, there were gaps of 1.5 to 2% between a seven rate down to 5. Now the six might be down to 5.75. There's not enough of a gap.
Yeah, we're up against our 3-quarter break. Before the break, though, I did want to touch on Laura Antolik. Has a great listing in Burnsville, Scott, 1309 Aspen Drive for $645,000. This is completely updated. It's a 2-story, 4-bed, 4-bath, 3-car insulated garage. It's got epoxy floors and a stamped concrete driveway and patio, a modern kitchen, white cabinets, quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances. You've got a large addition to the back of the home with a multi-purpose room, built-in shelving, new paint, carpet, LVP flooring in the lower level. You got a new maintenance-free deck, 2019 roof, and then the lower level has another large bedroom, family room, bathroom. It's a very quiet neighborhood. It's across from the park and walking trails. Open house today, Saturday, 12 to 1:30. Tomorrow, Sunday, 11 to 12:30. A very nice listing, Scott. This one, where that is, 1309 Aspen Drive.
Yep, absolutely. Great listing, great area.
Yeah, we're up against our final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Appreciate you joining us. We're talking to Adam Hartung, Midwest Money Management. We'll be back after the break. Thanks for joining us for the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Scott, we like to do our 1 minute minute of hope with the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. This past week, a story to share, Rosabelle. She faced a major setback when her company, legit company she was working for, unexpectedly stopped paying employees after they lost funding. Sudden loss of income forced her family, as a single parent, to rely on her savings to get by. At the same time, Rosabelle's caring for 2 children with disabilities who require daily support. She has now secured a new full-time job, but the gap in income left her unable to cover March rent, facing eviction. Thanks to your generosity as donors, O'Neill Foundation of Hope stepped in to help with a portion of the rent to prevent eviction. Also to provide her with a Walmart e-gift card with several essential items. We know we met Rosabelle a couple days ago. She's got a very wonderful family. We know she's got bright days ahead, a very positive attitude, a hard worker. Thank you all for your continued support. We continue to do our best to help 3 to 4 local families, individuals experiencing unexpected and often multiple hardships. Please nominate anyone you know at O'NeillHope.org. Adam Hartung, thank you, a kind friend, for your generosity towards the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. You were one of our main sponsors again this past year at our holiday concert, which was a fundraiser. You're a super generous friend. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you for saying that, Ryan, but thank you seriously for doing it. I mean, what you guys do, because it's not just about raising the money. I ran a foundation for a while. There's a lot of work that goes into doing it, and so I appreciate someone that's willing to put in the time and energy that you do to get the money to the right places. So
yeah,
thank
again,
you for doing that.
Thank you. Beth Novak does a wonderful job, works with us. Cassandra Ireland also. Doing a great job. So I really appreciate all your help. Adam, you talked about HSAs. Anything else on your list today for folks?
No, you know, I would just say we talked about the market a little bit, and I talked about our tactical strategy and the fact that we're going to be moving to cash. Not entirely, but we are taking defensive positions. That is a fairly unique thing in the industry. There are not many firms that will take that approach. You know, if you're someone out there that said, hey, that's what I'm looking for, you know, I've always wanted an advisor that would actually watch the market, make adjustments, and get me out of the way if things start to go south, that is something that we offer, and there's not a lot of firms that would do it. So feel free to reach out to us. You can find us on MNRealEstateShow.com, MidwestMoneyManagement.com, or you can call our office directly at 651-204-3000. Again, that's 651-204-3000.
Hey, for people that are listening that might not be that astute, when you make the comment we're going to be moving to cash, what does that mean?
Yeah, so for our clients' accounts that are in our tactical equity strategy, which is the largest strategy that we run, as of Monday, we will be moving 45% of the assets that are currently invested in stock funds to a money market account that's currently paying about 4%.
Got it.
We have a text that came in I'm going to hit in a second. Before I do that, though, David Meyer, One Last Listing, has got a great one. Downtown Minneapolis, this Scott, again, listed by the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus, 500 East Grant Street, unit 1711, for $375,000. It's two bed, two bath, one plus garage. It's in the Grant Park Tower. Beautiful views, panoramic views of Minneapolis. It's got all the luxury amenities, including an elegant club room, newly remodeled high-end fitness center, solarium featuring a pool. You got a steam room, hot tub, 24/7 concierge security. You've got a primary suite with a private deck, a custom walk-in closet. All the updates, fresh paint, new flooring, washer and dryer. Enjoy urban living at its finest. Be sure to check that out. 500 East Grant Street, unit 1711 for $375,000. Guys, maybe you can comment here in the last minutes. We had a texter that says the tax code was written for wealthy folks, by wealthy folks, or by their proxies. Wealthy folks do not pay taxes. They are just tax collectors for the government. Does a 40-unit apartment owner pay taxes? Or do the tenants? How about a factory owner, he or she or his employees pay the taxes? Thanks for the question. That's a good one. Adam, any thoughts?
Well, what I do agree with is that businesses don't pay taxes. Businesses pass taxes on. So when you start talking about the wealthy person that's the large tenant, you know, his business doesn't pay taxes. They pass it on to the customers. But the reality is, and you're right, wealthy people wrote the tax code, and it does benefit very, very specific small groups of people. But the reality is the vast, vast majority of taxes paid in the United States are paid by the wealthiest people in the country.
It is hard, though. It's probably hard to understand, again, as the owner of the property, because, again, in order to buy real estate, you got to have money, right, to buy real estate. There are a lot of tax benefits. Being an owner of real estate, that's arguably why many of the uber rich who own a ton of real estate don't ever sell, is because they're getting all these tax benefits every year. You know, we do, again, a little seminar every month about the benefits of investing in real estate, how the regular person, the guy like me who's out of college, can go buy a duplex and using an FHA loan with 3.5% down and become a landlord. So it's something that everybody can do. It's just, again, we know prices are higher here in the market, and it's harder to get in.
Well, and I think the irritation, and I can hear it in this person's email, the irritation out there is if you are extremely, extremely wealthy, let's call it a billionaire, because that seems to be the hot topic right now, you don't really take income. You can take loans against your company where you can, if you need money, but it's not what we describe as income. Like, you're not getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. And so you can avoid paying taxes by doing that, loaning yourself the money, paying back the loan if you need money. So that's the complicated part. But it's such a small amount. of people that can actually do that, that I don't think it really affects anything, because it is true that the top 1% pay the majority of the taxes in the country.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just fact.
So is it, but is, Adam, are there loopholes? Or, I mean, you can kind of hear the frustration in this texture. I mean, Ken, again, the tenant, I'm the tenant, yeah. And the owner of this building's making all the money, or I'm the worker on the factory floor, or this owner, their family, they're making all the money.
Look, there's always situations that irritate me where there are loopholes that people don't pay taxes that they should. I'm just telling you that's really not the majority. It really is very unique, small situation where someone truly takes advantage of a tax loophole that in my opinion shouldn't exist.
That's right. And don't make the mistake also, I know we're right up against it, but a billionaire doesn't have $1 billion, meaning cash. They have companies that make their net worth that. So it's not like they can just roll out and pay. I see these all the time. Why does a billionaire give $100 billion to whatever? Because he doesn't have $100 billion to give. It's
Adam,
his company.
Adam Hartung?
Yes?
You need to get into Cutco again. Here we go, buddy. Here we go. Hey, great job today, young man.
All right. Thanks, man.
I do encourage anybody. You're listening, whether you're a you know, getting out of college, you're getting your first job, whether you got all the way up to Uber millions, you're one of those billionaires. Call Adam Hartung and his team, wonderful, kind-hearted folks. I've referred everyone to them over the last 30 years. I really appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. And we definitely enjoy helping.
Scott, nice job, bud.
Yeah, and if you're a billionaire, you can call me, too, because I'll sell you a house.
You'll sell a nice crib on a peninsula.
I'll sell it on a peninsula.
Yeah, peninsula. Rye, you want to live on a peninsula?
I love a good peninsula.
What's a solarium?
A solarium. It's like a glass enclosed pool.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting
right
out there.
Hit it 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we love that solarium. Hey, it's been a fun show. We're sending lots of love and prayers, by the way, to Angie Savageau. Her dear mother passed away. The funeral is this morning. Went to the wake last night. We're thinking of you, Angie and Jordan, wonderful folks, sending lots of love and prayers. We appreciate you tuning in to the Minnesota Real Estate Show each week. Reach out anytime if we can help you and your family in any way. We're grateful for you listening. Enjoy the weekend, and we look forward to seeing you and talking to you next weekend. Take care.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.